I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
Are you serving your purpose? Okay, critical question. Because once we understand, like we were trying to look at last week, once we understand why serving is our common command that we all have to do, all we need to feel fulfilled is our specific assignment. We just got to know where we're supposed to be. For we are God's handiwork, we're told. We are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do the good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. For me and you, every single one of us. And since God prepared specific tasks for each one of us, so that we could make our unique contributions that we were designed to make, the bottom line is we feel complete when we fulfill His will. So, do you know what that feeling's like? Oh, and a husk came over the crowd. That's too bad. We're going to find it today. So here we go. You ever seen the movie Chariots of Fire? Who's seen it? Yeah, that's right. It's a good one, right? I was too young. Like, I remember it being on, my parents watching it, and I was like, that looks good. Why is everybody crying? That kind of stuff. Adult movie, but it's amazing. If you don't know what Chariots of Fire is, it's the, or you at least know the song. Dun, 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 dun. Right? Okay. Anyway, it's the true story of Eric Liddell, who was a devout Christian and Olympic sprinter who miraculously won a gold medal for Britain. It's an incredible story. I wish I had all the time to tell you about it, but basically it was he was so devout that he refused to do the race on Sunday. You had to have like the preliminaries on Sundays, and that was his event. He ran the 100 meters and he said, "I can't do it on Sundays. That's, you know, day of rest. That's what I'm doing." And so he switched to the 400 meters, which he was not nearly as good at, and he won it. Right before the race, somebody handed him a note, he said, that said, "God honors those who honor him." And then he ran four times as far as he normally does, and he won the gold medal. And then in the movie and in real life, he famously said, "I believe God made me for a purpose, but he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure." That's what we're searching for, because whether it is cooking a meal or writing a song or doing taxes or whatever it is, there's a million moments where our abilities are perfectly suited to meet someone else's need. And finding that perfect fit simultaneously does two amazing things. It strengthens our identity and it strengthens our community. Right? It lets you know this is what I'm here to do, and it helps everybody around you, which is why God's goal is for everyone to find their individual fit in the collective community of Christ, like we're told. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. But, you know, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. And God has placed the parts of the body, every single one of them, just as He wanted them to be. So if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, well, every part rejoices with it. And now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Okay, really drive that home. Get that picture in your head. We become like Christ when we become a part of Him. And we become a part of Christ when we take our place in His plan. Okay, and you know, we discover our place when we start using our specific skills to serve the whole rest of the body, right? That's that whole, if you're an ear or an eye or a nose, do what you're supposed to do. Because here's the bottom line. This is what this is all about today. I want you to hear this. Our natural born talents are pre-planned clues that lead to our God-given purpose. All right, you were built for something. Bless you. You are built for something, and it's just what you're made out of that is going to tell you how to get there. And once we accept the role that God specifically prepared us to play, Well, that constant confusion of this life gets replaced with the perpetual power of a life lived with purpose. Many of us have felt this. I know it. For years, I was the old square peg in a round hole or whatever, you know, where I just kept trying to find my fit and it was not working. And it drives you crazy. Knock it off. You know, just knock it off. Find your fit. And since serving is central to the body of Christ, we talked about that last week. It's the thing that defines him, that says, I came to serve, so you serve. You guys do the same thing. Serving is central to the body of who Christ is. Well, we can assess our fit by the quality of our service, right? If we are where we ought to be, then it ought to be working out. Everything should be going well together. Because if playing our part means serving God's purpose, well, our serving should have the exact same confidence and faith and humility and gratitude and excitement and joy and love that defined Jesus's service, okay? That's the idea. If Jesus modeled it, well, we should have all that same stuff. We're making up the body. So we're going to run through those and we're going to check ourselves against those ideas, those qualities. So number one, are you serving with confidence? Okay, really, I mean, are you confident in what you're doing every day for the Lord? If you have found your purpose, if you've got it, you shouldn't be worried that you're in the wrong place, right? You should be like, this is what I was created for. This is what I'm doing. I got it. You shouldn't be worried because you should feel the full power of your abilities. This is what God created me for. You know, it's everybody has that moment. You know, you hit the home run. I don't know what that's like. But, you know, somebody, they do that. And then they're like, whoa, this is it. This is it. And I was trying to think about how to describe it. Think of it as like Liam Neeson in the movie Taken. Everybody remember that movie? The movie Taken, where the bad guys kidnap his daughter. And he calmly over the telephone says to them, he's like, I do not have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. And I will look for you, and I will find you, and I will kill you. It's chilling, right? Yeah, that's like, you're like, ooh, he's going to do it. He's going to get them. He's going to kill them all. That's the kind of confidence we should have. Not the killing, but we should have. I don't know, I mean, it's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that another week. But that's the kind of confidence that we should have when we are out there serving our purpose, right? Trusting in the skills that we have. Because once we trust that our uniqueness was designed to serve God's very specific purpose, well, we get to say, I don't have all the answers, but what I do have is a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a blessing for certain people. So I will look for them. And I will find them and I will help them. And that's from the movie Given that we haven't written yet. That's coming though soon. Yeah, crowdsource it. Let's write that. In the meantime, it's just like Peter says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms, right? That's it. Because you see, confidence grows as our actions align with God's design. You just start to feel this is where I'm supposed to be. And it's just, it's the most, yes, you just get courage and confidence and it's just so wonderful. We all get to see our efforts bear the biggest fruit when we play the part that we were born to play. And that is not only confidence building, but that should build our faith. So number two, are you serving with faith? Is it a part of what you do every day? If you are serving the purpose in your placement, if you know that you're where you're supposed to be, well, nothing should shake your confidence. You should have faith. Just, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. You should have that faith and that confidence. You should trust God's plan over your feelings, right? When you know this is where I'm supposed to be, even though sometimes it doesn't seem like it doesn't feel necessarily exactly right. You're seeing, why are we not over there, Lord? You just trust God over your feelings. Because remember, you're just a part of the body. And your skills are meant for a very specific purpose. But Jesus is the head. He is the head. So we must believe that only he sees where the body needs to be. So sometimes it might be confusing to you, but as long as you got that faith, you can stay confident because you know you're where you're supposed to be. It's the same way that Paul sees faithful following himself. He says, if I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. And that includes yourself. Like, if you're trying to please by your vision and those around you, no. You just say, I'm doing what he says. Serving with faith means God's role is our goal, because we know our purpose only reaches its full potential when it's under his control. Not what I think I'm seeing. Nope. Just faith that we're moving forward, doing it exactly the way that we're supposed to, according to his plan. And that faith right there is how we temper our confidence with humility. That's very important. So are you serving with humility? Is that part? Because sometimes you can get a little overconfident. I am right where I need to be. Hot diggity dog, look at me. But instead, you need to have that humility. If you are fulfilling your specific assignment to serve, and you're doing it all right, your unique gifts should be accomplishing things that you thought were out of your reach, because they are. And that is because you should recognize God amplifies your impact beyond your abilities. You only do so much. Remember, the gifts, they're gifts. That's what they're called, right? They are gifts. So using them effectively, even if you're having this great impact, all that does is prove the power of the giver. What a gift. Because remember this, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Because we get to be a part of it, which is the amazing part. We wield maximum power when we serve our created purpose. But when we see that our effect is boosted by just being in the body of Christ, well, we should feel humbled. You know, oh, it's just all of us together. It's just my part with everybody that's having this incredible impact. And not only should we be humbled, after that, we should feel grateful. Wow. Thank you. So are you serving with gratitude? You know, is it a duty or is it a privilege? How do you see it? Because if you're using your abilities to the full extent, again, you're feeling that I'm where I need to be, your experience should be a blessing. Oh, every morning you wake up, I can't believe I get to do this, because you should feel honored that your part is important. God singled you out. He found a place for you. He wants you right there. And remember, the fulfillment of finding your place and purpose is only due to God giving you the capacity to seize your opportunity. So thank the Lord, right? It's all because of him. He made you in such a way that you got to have that feeling. And so you should be thanking him all the time. I can't believe I get to do this. How satisfying is this? It answers all my big questions. Yay, huzzah. This is the same way that Paul acknowledges the blessing of his role. This is Paul we're talking about, right? Here's a guy who could be bragging. I wrote most of the New Testament. But he says, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power, right? Through the body. I can't believe I get to be a part of that. Man, it is cool. But let me ask you this. You ever been frustrated because you gave someone a present and then they thank you? Oh, this is so cool. I love it so much. I didn't already have one. You know, and then, but then they don't ever use it. And it's still like the Juice Master 3000. It's on their counter in the box. And they're like, oh, I love it so much. And you're like, it's still on your counter. Does that drive you crazy? Then you're like my grandma, because she used to do that. She used to guilt me all the time. She's like, why don't you open that CD? And I was like, I don't know who Bette Midler is, Grandma. Anyway, I would get things like that all the time. So I would just start listening to him like I was a weird kid. Anyway, but yeah, they'll thank you, but they don't actually use it. Well, that's because using our gifts shows that we value them. Right, that is the best version of gratitude that you can show, is, wow, this thing's awesome and I want to use it all the time. And so if we are grateful for all of these gifts that God gives you specifically, well, we should be eager to use them. Don't leave them in a box, you know, like playing the violin. Oh my goodness, what if I could do that and I never did it? I don't know what that's like. I don't have that gift. But if you do, you better come up here and start playing the violin. That shows that you are thankful for it. And I tell you, that should make you so eager and excited. So the question is, are you serving with that excitement? You know, are you so excited that you got this gift that you can't wait to use it? Are you serving with excitement? If you're living the life that you were designed to lead, your satisfaction should be energizing your actions. You can't wait to get that violin out everywhere you go. You're like, look at what I can do. God said so. That's amazing. Because you should be thrilled to participate in perfection What a privilege. That is so incredible. That is so fun. And remember this, plenty of people, and a lot of us in this room, earlier in our lives, plenty of people live their whole lives discouraged by the feeling of squandered skills, right? Just going, I coulda, shoulda, woulda. And it's so miserable. But in Christ, when you give your life over to Him and let Him lead you to where you're supposed to be, in Christ, we get to feel our abilities come to full fruition. You get to see what you were designed for. So as He says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. It's why I'm yelling at you right now. It's great when you find something that you are meant to do, that you get to do. Boy, it's exciting to do it. It is so exciting. It's exciting to discover your purpose, right? Because discovering your purpose reveals why you are who you are. And as great as that is, it is more exciting to see how your service fulfills God's bigger plan. Because bringing others hope isn't just energizing. It is downright enjoyable. It is so much fun. It came to me first service. I just remembered this story back when I was doing youth and we were doing a camp, and it was great. You know, it's the cry night or whatever, where like everybody's having the big, deep conversations in your small groups and your cabins and everything. And all the leaders are, you know, really having these deep conversations. And we had a new gal who was just like college age, and she was being a leader for the first time, and she had had this big, deep conversation with the girls in her group, and one of them gave their life over to Jesus, and she prayed with her, and she kicked her door open, and she started running down the hallway going, yeah, I got one. She was so pumped. She was like, this is the greatest feeling ever. I'm going to go get another one. And she ran back into her room. We were like, okay, that's how you do that. That's the joy. That's the excitement. That's what we get to do when we serve, and our, you know, whatever we got works out. Oh, it's incredible. So are you serving with that joy? I want more doors kicked open in here. I can't believe we got another one. That's what we should say every baptism from now on, next Sunday when we baptize them. We got another one. It should be that joyful, though. That is so cool. That's where you need to be. If you can see how your skills can play a part in leading others to their purpose, oh, you should be happy to do it, right? You should feel that joy because you should see your responsibility as your heart's desire. This is fulfilling exactly what you were created for. And remember, when we serve others with our purpose, we're not just helping them. We are letting the Lord lead us to the satisfaction of our true identity. I got to see what I could be. I got to see who I'm supposed to be if I just follow the Lord. Blessed indeed are those who find great delight in the Lord's command. That's true. That's how you find who you are. It's the same way that Eric Liddell said he felt God's pleasure when he ran. I do not identify with that. I feel that He did not create me to do. But he says, when I run, I feel God's pleasure. Guess what? We too get to feel that same joy when God transforms our ordinary tasks into meaningful service by connecting it to our purpose. When you do something and then you go, this is what I'm here to do. And when we see there is somebody behind that joy, when we see that God is the one who created it and for us to fulfill and to have that experience, we cannot help but respond with love. Oh, so much love. So are you serving with love? Because that's it, right? That's everything all at once. Are you serving with love? If you do for others the stuff that, whatever you do for others, if that agrees with who God created you to be, love should motivate you to serve, because you should want to reproduce what you received, right? It was so good. You know that feeling. You want to share it with everyone, because remember, what is good for one part is good for the whole body. And because God's love, that was the end of Noah. That was it. I made it pretty far, and then that was it. Where are we? The whole body. What's good for you is good for the whole body. And because God's love is what gave you purpose and power, loving others really helps us all. You know, this is, I love it whenever the Bible, he just puts everything into a very simple, pithy perspective. He says straight out, serving one another humbly in love. Serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, that's all, everything right there. When we serve purely for the benefit of others, expecting nothing in return, we literally embody the purpose God created us all for, and we become the body of Christ that God can reunite with. It's just so, it's again, community and the individual. We get to feel it, and then we get to be a part of it. Because genuine service comes from a heart that is confident in God, that is filled with that faith and gratitude, and it's carried out in humility and joy, and it is marked by that eager excitement, and above all, it is always driven forward by love. So, even if you are serving, and most of you are, you're all serving in some way, one way or another. If you are serving, let me just tell you this. It's not that you're doing anything wrong, but if you aren't experiencing these dimensions, right, all of these wonderful qualities, if you aren't experiencing these, expand your efforts, right? Look at other areas in case you're still just not, you need to be nudged into your exact purpose a little bit more. And here's how you do that. Ask yourself and ask those around you, because the people around you have a better perspective. You know, they can see you better than you can see yourself a lot of the time. So ask everybody, what skills God has specifically given you? And then explore the opportunities that are out there that might maximize your impact. You could actually have even more of a fit. And I know what you're saying. Noah, how can I do that? How could I see my skills and somebody lay out all the opportunities to serve so that I could find my fit? And I'm glad that you asked that, because today we're going to end things early, because this is, last week we did the ministry fair. If you are here for that, that's why you're wearing a name tag. We're going to do that again this week. This is the last week. It's not the last chance. You can always sign up. We can always find your fit somewhere. But this is the last week we're going to do this, where we end things a little bit early. And we set up all the ministries are back there with all the opportunities that we have to serve right here at His Place, so that you can take a step forward and find your fit with God's created purpose. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
That's more like it. Okay, then let's pray about it first. Father God, oh, we love you and we trust your purpose for our skills is part of your perfect plan for our lives. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask that you help us and guide us to strengthen our community and our identity by leading us to play our part in that bigger body. And Lord Jesus, we praise you for modeling the confidence and the faith and the humility and the gratitude and the excitement and the joy and the love that we should see when our service aligns with God's design. And to that we all said,
amen.
Amen.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make His face shine upon you.